los. Schade um die Noten, so schamlos. Das gehört verboten, es ist geistlos. Was sie da probieren, so geschmacklos. Wie sie musizieren, es ist hoffnungslos. Sinnlos.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Alright, everyone. It's that time again, baby. That time for Spank Wagon Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It's that time again, Friday Live, whatever day of the week podcasted.
Yes, Murphy, you can get your underwear back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, shit, we're on.
Yeah, we're on.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This is Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. With me, we've got Murphy off to my right here. Across from me, I got Decaf.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy Decaf, sorry. You barely use it, so how the hell am I supposed to remember to use it? Across from me, I've got the wonderful set of... the beautiful Ginger.
Yeah, speaking of it being the Friday, yeah, I get my underwear back. Ginger gets hers back.
And I finally get to wash mine.
Wait, yours. But don't I still have your pants from the party? Like, how long ago is that?
What?
Almost a month ago?
Yeah.
I think they're in my car under somebody's bra. I don't know.
Hey, Murphy.
Party!
Can I have them both, man?
Tech Pepsi still got.
Yeah. But that's just he was trying them on, going, well, would the operation look good?
Oof.
Oof. All right. Hey, Spank Wagon Radio, we want you guys to join along with us. Go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. You could do it two ways. You could click on the actual words cam and chat, and that brings up our dual window with our webcams and all that good stuff. Or click on the little beta test window, and you can just come up into chat. It'll bring you up into a couple different rooms.
Ooh.
For chat. So, try that out, folks. We're trying something new. Always, always trying something new.
And we'll keep it if we like it.
Basically.
There's nobody in the chat room, dude. This sucks.
I know.
That's kind of why we were talking about what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. Things like this. Because this happened last week, and that was really annoying.
Hey, speaking of things that have changed, did anyone notice the way cool shoutbox on the website?
I hope they did.
I'm very excited about that.
It's totally fun. I have no idea what was going on because I was like, a week late because of my fucking poker job last week. But yeah.
Poker.
Poker in the front, liquor in the rear.
I was not poking anyone, but
Zeri's Villa?
With a makeup brush. Anyways.
Rewind the footage. I think she said hooker.
Poker. Let's see.
Poker job.
Wait. I haven't done it. Johnny was a devil. Poker job.
Dude, no. Seriously, though, on the job, we had a... Okay, I never get into poker, and it was a heads-up tournament at Caesar's Palace.
I don't know how to play.
What?
Okay. You all are going to fucking piss me off, and we're just starting the show. Anywho... We had a pool running, or a pool. Sorry. I need coffee. Go get me coffee, dude.
Hooker, heads, poles.
I have coffee, baby.
Was this a strip poker tourney?
Oh, my God, no. Jennifer Tilly lost in the first match.
Oh.
Shannon Elizabeth made it to the end. She almost made it through the whole thing. Anyways, I won the pool. $380.
Holy shit, you're buying dinner tonight.
No, I'm not. I had to bet the last three winners. I had to bet the time all of the games would end, and I had to bet, because it was best two out of three, how many games it would take for him to actually win the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I got all of it right. I was kind of impressed.
kick ass.
It's either that or you watch so much poker because you're doing all that work.
But I really don't. I zone off and try to flirt with boys. And pay attention to my job when I need to.
But you know what, though? Think
about
it.
Speaking of, if anyone would like to call up and flirt with Ginger.
Notice that she didn't say men. She said boys.
Boys.
The phone lines are open.
No, men so no.
She's saying boys because she wants to keep them nice, docile, flexible, whipped.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, I got a total feeling that Ginger's a complete sub. She's all badass, but you get her in the bedroom, she wants her hair pulled and she wants her face down in a pillow.
Yeah, no.
What?
Half and half.
So you want your
face down on the pillow, not all the time.
No, not all the time. See, there's difference.
But she likes the hair pulled. So do you like getting your ass smacked?
Okay, you guys are all giving me creepy.
Snowballing.
Y'all give me creepy faces, and it's freaking me out. What did you ask me?
Do you like having your ass smacked?
Yes.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
So wait. Let's start the show off right. You want to stand up and turn around, and Decaf will give you a little smack on the ass.
I'll smack you now for thinking about it.
Damn.
I have a dollar.
Dude, my parents are calling me right now. How funny is that?
Honey, we are very concerned about the fact that you want to smack your aunt.
No, my dad would be in here giving you money too. Are you kidding me?
What? Oh, wait. Is he your dad or is he your daddy?
No. He just thinks that everyone should try everything before they get married, so... He's all for
so he supporting fucked up.
Me going to the green door. What?
So he fucked up once somewhere in his life.
Basically.
He got married way too soon.
Basically.
Door, huh? Oh, that's right. You're Latter-day Saint.
Was, Jehovah's is Witness.
Same death.
creepy cult versus creepy cult. Take your fucking pick.
But Latter-day Saints, they celebrate holidays.
Oh, okay. So you're Jehovah's Witness or former Jehovah's Witness.
Yes.
So, is your dad or your mom the Jehovah's Witness?
My mom still
that's
is.
That's it. That is it.
They were both raised Jehovah's Witnesses, pretty much. Nice.
Me. Thank you.
I have no burps this evening.
Happy peanut soul. Over.
Sorry, that was me.
did you forget that your mic's up again?
I forgot. I forgot that my audio levels are up and I had to.
All I heard was happy penis.
Sore.
Peanut sore.
Oh, peanut Peanut sore.
It's a ad off of ESPN. It's
like an Emerald Nuts ad or whatever it is.
Yeah,
or?
Some sort of peanut ad.
Peanut ad.
So wow,
hookers and penises.
Hookers and penises.
That's all I fucking hear tonight.
No, because like for like 3 hours now, I've been trying to read the whole story on that Chris Simon hit from the NHL game last night, and finally I'm able to go to ESPN and actually check it out.
Very nice. Okay, we'll get to that a little later. Yep. Then just for a second, getting to it.
Why are you watching NHL? Well, we'll talk about that later.
Dude, what's wrong with NHL?
Look, he doesn't want to watch any sport that's dominated by white guys. That's what it is.
You know what?
Hunting.
Hockey's rad.
Fishing.
Hunting. Fox hunting.
Fox hunting.
So anyway.
What are you talking about, man? Coon hunting.
Foxes.
If anybody wants to call up and chime in, the phone lines are open as of right now. I'm opening these up early today.
All right, so the phone number, let's open it up. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
That's where I got to do what Jerry Lewis and start begging for phone calls on the phone.
Hey,
just call. We have children dying here. Just one phone call will inspire them.
You know, you mentioned last week we did the. Oh, and I think I lost the prediction list. I want to warn you. Although we all screwed up. Oh, no, everybody but me got the Justin Plummer one right. I will say that. So
Jake Plummer.
Yeah, wow. Sorry, Justin Plummer. Wow.
We're gonna beat the homo out of you yet.
What the. Ew, okay.
he looks at my tits just as much as you do. I'm tired of the homo jokes.
Yeah, I look at the tits because I want to bury my face in them. He's looking at the tits because he's wondering what he's going to look like.
No, I want. No. You know why I'm looking at the tits? Do you know why I'm looking? I'm looking and going, how fun would it be to do this?
I don't get that.
Speed bags.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Okay, here we go. Let me creepy Chris Murph.
Get out my face.
Murph gets creepy early on.
Ouch.
There is nothing better than when you're having sex with a girl and she's on top. When she leans over and you get breasts right in the face.
Oh, that is awesome.
Oh, I love that.
Kind of like that. Kind of like that picture of me and Ginger.
What?
You know what we should do? Let's call Trench's wife right now and ask what it's like to have man boobs in your face.
Ew! My mouth just hit the.
Now, one of these microphones, I think, has been in people's asses, so you got to watch out for that stuff. Actually, you know what? You know what? I actually put this to...
That's what that shit tastes like.
What, pussy?
Did you think it was...
I did this because we were talking about the bits last week. I think I finally found a bit for the Mystic thing. If I could get your
music for it,
your approval on this one. Let me just turn up the bed.
It's that time again.
See?
To see into the future.
Or into my pants.
I like it. It's really good.
Oh, it gets better.
Very new agey. Okay.
Yeah, I was looking. I went through all of my techno just trying to find anything. Anything that would work. Let me scrub it forward a bit.
I feel like I'm channeling the spirit of Chief. Where are my glow sticks?
This is awesome. And yo, future. You all die. I told you I could see the future.
Shit. I want to win and where, bitch. All right, put it back to the bed. All right, so...
Holy crap!
Where were we talking about before I decided to go?
We're just yapping.
Oh, yeah, Ginger's tits.
No, you know what someone did say to me last night, and I would like to know if this is true, because I think he's full of shit.
You got nice tits?
No.
I don't think
that's
full of shit.
He was trying to talk me...
He was trying to talk the top off you?
No.
Yes. Okay, let's let her speak.
He said that redheads have a certain smell, and I was like, I know I smell good. And then I was like, wait a second, what are you talking about?
What?
Is that true?
Is he trying to make like a peroxide joke here or something?
No. He was saying that if you're a true redhead, you have a certain smell.
You mean in the vagina area?
Yeah. Is that true? I think it's weird.
Let's see.
It sounds to me like he wanted you to say, really? Why don't you tell me if I smell different?
Yeah, that sounds like a really bad pickup line.
It was on the phone. I thought it was too.
That's really bad pickup line.
I think aside from, can I smell your cooch, is pretty much as best as he could have done there.
I don't think
that's right up there with, I can smell your cunt from here.
Well, you know, you've probably been with at least 40 redheads. I've never been with any redheads, just a lot of blondes.
Gee, that's a shocker. Large black man's been with a shitload of blondes.
No shit. All right. Well, okay. Wait. Now, Chris, we know you've covered the complete gamut of blondes, brunettes, and redheads. What other hair colors have you slept with?
Pink. Bright pink.
I was so going to say pink.
Yeah, bright pink.
Slept with is such a good word. How many of them did you fucking ask? I mean, let's get down to what it really is.
How
many did you fuck? He's like, how many did you slap?
That's a very large number.
Are we really going to talk about how many people we've had sex with? Hold on, I got to count.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to disappoint everybody here.
Uh-oh. All right, are we all going to do this?
Yeah, why not? Murph, your number's astronomical. And
what is it?
Time out. I got to quantify this because it's astronomical yet highly believable.
257.
Very believable, knowing the way this guy would bring women to, like, anytime we'd have a get together, anytime we'd have a party. When he got divorced, I knew him when you were first married.
Yeah.
And after that divorce got through, then it was like a revolving door of girls.
Yeah, 257. That's the count.
Oh my god! Wait, when did you lose your virginity?
How his dick hasn't fallen off yet is a miracle.
When did you lose your virginity?
13.
13, and how old are you now?
30.
Wow.
Okay. All right. So, there's the benchmark no one can beat.
And I've licked a lot more pussy than that.
What's the phone number again? Sorry, this is so.
To the phone number to the studio.
How many have you had?
1-866-587-6257.
Local.
Oh, if you're local, Vegas, 383-8120.
Okay, call in the person that just text messaged me, damn it.
Local, I say.
Yeah, you know who you're talking about. You got red hair, pinkish hair, too. My friend came down and supported me at my poker show because you remember I sent y'all invites to come down. And as soon as she got there, they focused right in on her. And I was like, can you guys pick out who my friends are?
Nice.
Because we all look
fabulous. Well, we would throw them off because we're so plain, you know. And
no.
Yeah, I think so.
People know that I have no exclusions with friends. No.
You have no exclusions.
I have
but,
so many different kinds
but
of
you
friends.
But you could tell the hipsters versus the square.
That's
did you just say the square?
Yes.
What is this, 1957?
Yeah!
Sweet whip, squares.
Goddamn beatniks.
What? All right, so moving on. Decaf?
About 20.
20 women?
How many of them were white?
About 20.
Oh.
15.
Oh, look at that.
Oh!
15 no, wait a minute. Wait, wait, wait.
Someone's got a taste
wait.
For the white meat.
Got a question, though. Now, this is actually a legitimate question. Why white girls? What is it about white girls that kind of pulls you more than a black girl?
Wait, I want to answer this.
They're is a lot it... easier.
Really?
Fair yeah, enough.
They are.
Really?
They'll suck dick.
Yes.
They'll suck the black off his cock.
Well, yeah. I heard it was because...
They're impressed easily?
Yeah. And they and they actually respond.
Wait.
Can who's you be less vague? They respond to a dick. Is that what you're trying to say?
We're on internet radio.
They're
you
not,
can say what
they're
you
not
want.
Dead fucks.
Okay, thank you.
That's what I've always heard.
Now, wait a minute.
Black chicks are dead fucks?
That's what I've heard. No, no, I don't no. fuck chicks.
The
I
two,
don't know.
Well, you should. The two black women that I've been with, they were phenomenal in bed. There was
faking.
So that's just an excuse that some guys use.
That's just, you know, there's nothing wrong with sleeping with white girls, black girls.
No. Somebody told me, a couple of different guys told me that.
He's into the taco right now.
No, I'm thinking about her comment. I wonder if it's for the three black girls that I was with,
mm-hmm.
It was kind of the opposite. It wasn't as freaky as with the white girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's because the white girls are basically doing something they know they can't ever tell their father about, but...
That's probably the same thing with the
if
black
if you're
going to
go, so. Go yeah. all the way.
Yeah.
No, the two black chicks I was with, both of them were just... You met Nikki.
Yeah,
shit.
I met Nikki. Ooh. Mm.
Wow.
Damn
yeah.
it. What's the number again?
383-8120. That's local. All right, so mostly... Okay, now as soon as Ginger gets done typing it in...
3120?
Okay, 383-8120.
It's somewhere between...
If they're listening, they'd know this number
I
by
know,
now.
And that's why I told you to say it, because I thought she was listening, but she just asked me for it again.
We're going to yell at her for calling and not listening.
No.
Unless she's cute.
Yeah, she's very cute.
And then we'll still yell.
It's between... Last time I counted, it's like 34, 36.
Greater than...
Oh, I'll give you... That's nice. Okay, now wait.
Why is that nice?
Because most women would be like, 10.
Fuck well. No.
So how many dicks have you sucked, though?
Oh, I don't 30, know.
37.
Not, it's probably, no, nice. It's probably around, it's probably a little less, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, I always did the equation. I said, when you ask a guy and they say 10, you subtract 4. But if a girl says 10, you add 4.
You add 4.
No, you don't need to add shit to mine because mine's high enough.
We got a caller on the line. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Bianca. What's
Hi,
up, Ginger?
Hi, buddy. She's my friend.
She can be my friend, too.
You wish.
For $1.50, I'll sell you all shares.
No, I won't allow that to happen.
You won't allow
that.
Oh, you're her pimp.
No, I'm not anybody. Oh, well, okay. You could. I'm a madam.
Oh, there you go.
But I'm not whoring girls out just for modeling jobs.
Are you a white? I'm a missus.
Are you a white girl?
No, I'm Hispanic.
Nice. Even better.
Easy, big guy.
Calm down, decaf.
Okay, I'm calming down.
Okay.
She's super pale Hispanic girl with tattoos and pink hair and black hair.
How does that happen?
Her hair is like half pink on top and half black on bottom.
Okay. Oh, that kicks ass. Okay, Bianca, so since we're in the middle of this conversation, why don't we ask you, how many guys have you slept with?
There's no way I'm saying that.
Now, wait a minute. Is that a bad thing, then, to say you've slept with so many people?
I just, I don't know if I should say that.
Just give a number, so. We'll add 4.
Okay, so wait. So would you say you've sucked more dick or less dick than the number of guys you've slept with?
Yeah, that's none of your business.
See, I think
I'm married. I'm not going to discuss those things.
Oh.
She's a good girl now. She's got a baby.
Baby,
I have my daughter sitting in my arms right now. She's on my lap.
Sorry to hear about your vagina.
Oh, that is
that's not
right.
Nice.
This vagina is doing just fine, thank you.
And you'll probably never have any of it.
Yeah,
no, probably not.
You might spank off to her pictures next year.
Is she any? She could be your calendar next year or one of your.
We're
parties
not
next year?
Discussing that.
Oh,
back into the top secret phase, are we?
Yes. Who is that?
My twin sister.
How much dick has she
wait,
sucked?
Did you just say twin sister?
Yeah.
See, that gets even better. Put her on the phone.
Here, talk to her.
Oh.
So we get to keep the smoking hottie, but maybe this one will give up some info.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
What's your name, darling?
Beatrice.
Beatrice. Uh-huh. Nice. Okay, so we're doing a little poll here. How many guys have you slept with?
Fuck. 22, maybe?
22. See, that's a respectable number. I like that
number.
We answer honestly.
That's okay, now, have you sucked more dick than guys that you've slept with?
Shit.
See, I said no. I'm Ginger, by the way. I haven't met you yet.
It's probably about even.
It's about even. Now, are these...
Fair enough.
So, wait, now the question is, are these the same guys or is this two separate lists?
Same guys.
Same guys, okay.
Mostly.
Sweet. All right, cool. See, so, I mean, it really does work both ways. I mean, girls that sleep with a shitload of guys just means that, you know, they're just better at it.
All right, thanks for the calls. All right.
Look at that. I get to embarrass all your friends.
but her one friend's going to start texting the hell out of her going, what the fuck was that all about?
Yeah, you know? Here it comes.
Flowing in right now. What the hell did you just put me through?
Nah.
You bitch. No.
Anybody out there listening, if you want to call in and tell us how many people you slept with,
yeah, how
by
many,
all means.
I tried getting it out of the chat room.
Ye old chat room?
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Ginger, you've given her your number, and everybody's going to be completely amazed at my number. No one, actually, most of you will probably absolutely expect and understand this number.
Now, this doesn't include farm animals, right?
This absolutely positively does not include anything that put up a resistance.
Okay, but I want a list of farm animals.
Again, this doesn't include farm animals,
okay,
right?
Okay, no, it doesn't include farm animals. Are you ready for this? One.
What?
Yeah, I already knew that.
Oh, my God.
I know, because you've been with her for about 150 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
The only person that
I've only been together 6 months.
The only person I have ever slept with is my wife.
Wow.
Yep.
So have you ever gotten your dick sucked by another girl?
Yes.
There you go.
Absolutely. No. But the only person I've ever fucked is my wife.
So wait.
Wow.
In the mouth, on the face, or in a Kleenex?
I'm glad I'm not the only one with the uncomfortable question.
Mouth.
In the mouth?
Mouth.
Oh. She's a champ. She's a keeper.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, what was I going to say? Oh yeah. So only one. Because I've been with my wife since I was 18.
And yet he has herpes. That's the amazing part.
I do? This explains this cold sore. So how do I explain the rash? That must have been from you. Got it.
Yeah, well, you know. I get a little frisky. What can I say?
I slept with a Catholic priest at Disneyland, and I'm still at one.
Holy shit. So yeah, this show's kicking off really well, isn't it?
Well, you know.
So, okay, now I'm going to put Ginger on the spot here, because she told us before the show... The big Tex is gone.
Oh, what happened to Tex?
Oh, yeah.
Can we get him on the phone?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I think there's more of a no in that I don't know.
No,
so
it's done.
Was it your call or his call?
It was kind of... It started with me last week, and then it went back to trying to talk, and then it went back to him, and then it went back to both of us.
You were a bitch to him last week. Weren't you? No?
Not anything that wasn't well-deserved.
Liar, I see that you're fake.
What's well-deserved when... Okay, this is a great question, because I think a lot of guys out there need to know this.
Yeah, when we've earned our ass beatings.
When have we earned it, and when do you do it just to say, fuck it?
I need to know.
In this particular situation, I was overly patient, where all of my friends kept telling me, fuck him, don't talk to him, for a good 2 weeks. And because I know his personality and I think he's a specific way, I kind of let shit go. But after a while, I just screamed and yelled and kicked. And
what did he do? Because I don't see you getting, like, when you find the right guy, you're going to be like, it's going to be like the greatest thing in the world. It's going to be like walking on rose petals. All right,
goddammit. How this goes to shit in my life, this is probably going to bite me in the ass. Okay, in the beginning, it was great. Everything was nice, peachy, fabulous. What are you doing?
Volunteering to bite
you in the ass.
Everything was good. And then we hung out for a week, and it was different. And then he went back home, and it was even more different. And he has a side where he can be very, very sarcastic and joke around a lot to a very extreme level, which is fine. But when that's the only way that you talk to me every single day, that's a giant hint that...
You're kind of a dickhead if you do that.
What the hell are you
that?
Calling me for?
Honey, in case you're listening, she's not talking about me, I swear.
And so, it went like that for a good week or so, 2 weeks. And then I was in California, and he was supposed to come to the show, which is a half hour from his house. Didn't show.
What?
Oh, that's fucked up.
And
called me
and said, do you care if I don't come out? And I'm like, dude, you're going to come here or not. I'm not going to fucking cry about it like a sixth grader, you know? you are, you're not. And he didn't. And then it was still the weirdness. And then I had it and I was stressed. I've been really stressed out lately on top of everything. So
gee,
it probably
really none of us
doesn't
guessed.
Help. Well, regardless, I freaked out and I was like, if you can't fucking talk nice, don't fucking call me ever again. I freaked on him. And that was it. And then a couple days later, it was like, did you mean it? Type shit. And yeah, whatever.
Okay, so let me throw my two cents in here just because I've been on both ends of that. So there was a great chance of him getting laid if he came out to your show, right?
No.
You don't think so?
Maybe.
Maybe.
But I was in a hotel room with five chicks.
Oh, even better chance.
Okay.
He lives a half hour from there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So there was a pretty decent chance on him getting laid. And yet he didn't drive a half hour. Sweetie, he's fucking somebody else.
Oh, regardless, absolutely. I know that. I mean, it's not like anything's exclusive, so I'm not, that's not even a question.
He felt like he had a better chance getting laid somewhere else. And that fucking blows.
No, regardless, the entire thing does, because I thought it was a specific thing and it's turned into something else. And then I asked, well, what, you know, last night I asked a question and it was more of a description of what's going on. And I said, okay, so how can you be this extreme at one point and then turn around and give me this answer now? And he's like, I don't know. Because
I don't know.
I was like, so why did you say this, 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 and this, and this? What changed? And the response was nothing. In one word response. So that was the last email. And we're cool still, whatever. But, you know, it's just, I hate getting my hopes up. I hate it. I fucking hate it. And I'm, yeah, I'm kind of in a bad place about that right now.
She needs a hug.
No, I don't. I don't want a fucking hug. I'll kick you in the nuts.
I didn't mean me. I was going to send the big guy to do it.
I just,
shit.
It's not, it's, I just have so much going on with the calendar, with my career, with my agency, with the radio show, and I don't need the added bullshit. I don't fucking have time for
it. Well, if you think about it, I mean, we're all fucking, you know, late 20s, early 30s in this room, and what's the last thing we goddamn need is that, like you said, at the sixth grade mentality,
fucking
that
drama.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people, we get to a certain age that, you know, the drama has to stop, but the only thing I worry about, and I can't worry about this for myself because I'm obviously very married, but the one thing I would worry about is the fact that, hey, don't let your career and everything overrun at trying to find the romance. Otherwise, you're going to be 50 and in the same boat. And
oh, you're saying that to me?
Yeah.
Well, as far as my career, yeah, my career conversation is in a whole other plane right now. I'm kind of...
I kind of agree with this.
I'm kind of... Okay, as far as my...
No.
What?
You
agree with what?
No, I was going to say, I kind of agree with your comment, but I kind of disagree because sometimes... You just have to wait for it to come to you. And that's one thing that people do. They try to force relationships to work. And that's why so many divorces.
When I met him, we were going to do that dating show. And it was fun and whatever. Yeah. It would have been fun. But I was finally in a place where I was cool being single. I was 100% fucking happy being single. And then that shit started itching and started coming around. And then it changed my mentality back to wanting to be with someone. So now it's like trying to get back to that. I don't give a fuck anymore because I get really, like Chris knows, I get, or Murphy knows, I get super angry and I just start shutting down and I will shut you down before you talk to me.
Chris, it's okay.
It's whatever. But no, as far as my career goes, everything keeps changing with the calendar. Like that's all that is inspiring me right now. Makeup isn't even inspiring me, which scares the shit out of me.
Which reminds me, I need to talk to you about something after the show.
So I'm thinking about if I keep on that train of mind, and if fashion doesn't inspire me like it used to, I may end up in special effects school by the end of the summer.
Oh, that'd be sweet. You go work with Stan Winston.
Well, it's just like, it's like a 3-week thing. So it'd be awesome. It's something that I've been wanting to do. And
it'd be
playing
good.
With
it'd
blood
be
makes
anyway.
Me happy. Yep. And I like gooey stuff. And I don't know. I just, it might be
I will
something
go with
need.
You to that because, you know, that's something that'd be so cool.
Well, I'm trying to get into Fangoria in June with the Bettys. But I got to find out about the booth costs. I think the booths are ridiculous expensive.
Well, it's Fangoria, I mean.
Yeah. So, I mean, regardless, I'm going to be 30 in less than a month. It's not like I have to make any, you know, I'm not retiring tomorrow. Every day, everybody changes and grows and learns. Everything is an experience. Everything is a lesson. And that's how I am. And you've said to me before, Trencher, you know, I have the personality where I can up and change and it's no qualms. Like I've done it so many times and it's not a big deal. So,
which is so freaking awesome. I mean, to be able to do that, I'm like right now I'm in the middle of moving And I'm all pissy that everything that I own is right now in boxes. I can't even cook a dinner because, well, who am I kidding? I can't have ask my wife to cook dinner simply because the pans are broke. You know, the pans are all packed up. So I don't do very good with change.
And I don't even cook. Yeah. I haven't cooked myself dinner in probably... I made guacamole for a party. Before that, I mean, I can cook. Yeah. I just don't.
You don't.
I live in a casita.
I get all bent out of shape when anything changes. Like right now, this whole thing with the house, not having a house to move into, but yet still selling my house, is just tearing me up. Like when I realize I'm going to be away from my big computer and I'm going to be away from, you know, not have my own little office, my own little space, my own little environment. Ooh, that really pisses me off. But.
I can't believe your wife's convinced you to move into her friend's house. That's the creepy
that
part.
That has been a real stickler. Like, I'm, you know, I want to sell my house, but in the back of my head, I want everything to fall through so I don't have to move.
Yeah. You don't like things changing.
I don't like change at all. I mean,
you have that weird little OCD about you.
Yeah. I mean, I can handle change, but like big changes? No, not at all. And I also don't like being in environments where I am not in control.
Really?
No shit.
I don't believe you for a minute.
Uh-huh. I do not like to be, like, that's one of the reasons I don't like big crowds unless I'm in charge of them. You know, I can't handle a crowd very well. I never have been able to handle a crowd. I never will be able to handle a crowd like that. You know, it's one of the reasons I don't go out.
Did you ever go to the same school? Did you ever move schools?
Constantly.
Really?
Constantly.
And yet you don't like the new stuff.
That's interesting.
But you got to understand, though, I'm a classically trained nerd. Pure and simple. I'd like to be a geek, but I'm a nerd. You know, and so it wasn't until like late high school that I actually found people to hang out with that just accepted me for me. Like, I had zero friends all through elementary, junior high, most of high school, except for there's like a handful of people I consider my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're my friend, you're my friend forever. You know, it's pretty
unless
much
unless they do something to fuck with you.
Unless they really fuck with me. Absolutely. They do that.
Like a certain individual we know.
STITS.
Actually, I was going to say somebody else. But
oh, yes. B.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. When I'm not even really mad. I'm just annoyed that, you know, you don't show up anymore. Hey, let's call and hang out. No, you don't want to. But hey, yeah. You got your own thing. I understand that. That person didn't really fuck me.
He just
disappeared.
Just
I'm like,
disappeared.
Okay, fine.
Well, you know.
That's fine. But you fuck with me or you fuck me, you know, we're done. So that's my opinion.
You fuck me and you fuck me and you're done?
Is that what you fuck with me, you fuck with me, you're done. All right, we need to go ahead and take a quick breather.
Yeah, no kidding.
Spankwagon Radio, we'll be back in a moment. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, do what you got to do, yo.
Okay, yo.
Don't
music,
mind me.
Music, pick my song.
I can't, it won't load. I was trying to load
what?
It for this whole conversation.
Take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Hey! I was just a skinny lad. Never knew no good from bad. But I knew life before I left my dust free.
I go back to the top of the slide. Well, stop and I turn and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But do you, don't you want me to love you? I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you.
Alrighty, we. Ooh.
Sorry.
That wasn't clean. Yuck. All right, Spank Wagon Radio, we're back. Where did we leave off before we took our little break there?
Skatsmagowza. We were talking about bad relationships.
Oh, I have a question.
Because last I remember, I was telling everybody how much of a nerd I was.
Yeah, well, you kind of got off topic.
So I have a question for you guys.
All right.
Looking at topic now.
How old are we? That was nice.
6 and a half years old.
What's one of the worst moments you had on a date that you laugh your ass off about now?
that at the time was just like, oh, this shit's fucking terrible. But then later on, you just fucking laugh your fucking ass off thinking about it.
Yes. What did it
make? Are you still trying to chuck Tic Tacs down her top?
No. I stopped after the two.
I don't have an answer for that question, DK.
Oh, I do.
That one tasted really good.
I want some. Give me one.
I gave you two.
Not down my shirt, thanks.
Oh yeah, you do have a face, huh?
All right, Trench, what are your
what?
What's your
okay?
What did you say?
So it's not even a date story. It was just my then girlfriend, now wife. We were in my bedroom, in my apartment, and this place I always referred to as the Hell Hotel. It was just one of those, just a crappy apartment of what it was back home in Iowa. And the neighbors all sucked. You know, it was one of those really just bad, bad apartments, you know? So we were in the bedroom. My mom was out in the living room. You got it. All of a sudden, our neighbor across the hall who was drunk confused our door with his door and kicked our door in.
Oh, shit.
At that point, of course, we hear wham, wham, crash. And here I am running out of our room. Of course, my shirt's inside out and backwards. Wasn't when we went in, of course.
Uh-huh.
Same with Michelle. You know, everything was kind of like a little backwards, a little inside out. And we're like, what's going on here? What were you doing? Nothing.
All right, DK, if you brought it up, you obviously have something.
My story sucks. Right. Oh,
no. It doesn't suck.
No, that was good. That was good.
Did you ever... Wait, I got a question for Mark. This is off topic. I'm sorry. Did you ever move out of the house with your family before you moved in with Michelle? Did you ever have roommates or live alone?
Oh, yes. I lived on my own for about 3 years before I got married to my wife. But you see, because she believes in, you know, you don't live with someone until you're married, which made the first year of marriage, first couple of years of marriage, really tough. Because she lived in dorms because she went to college, and I just had roommates and my own time, hours, everything, and whew. That was really tough.
Okay, sorry. Go on, DK.
All right. when I in my high school prom, fucking chaparral motherfuckers. My high school prom, right?
Back when you were a skinny black guy.
I actually asked a black girl to go on prom with me, and right before prom, she said no. I mean, she said, "Oh, I can't make it." So
I'm doing my hair. How can you not make it to your own prom?
I didn't go to prom.
No. She let me know a week ahead, so I can't be too pissed. But still, I was kind of pissed because I already got all the shit. So I went with one of my friend's friends. So you know how that shit goes. So I went with a friend's friend, right? And of course, I was broke ass ashy knee, Big Daddy Decaf back in the day. So I had no fucking car anyway.
Right.
So the bitch drove or whatever. We go there. We go there to I think it was Liberace that year. Liberace.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. And I go there. We dance fucking one song. And she's like, I want to go.
What?
Let's go. I was fucking pissed.
I'd smack a hoe for that.
Yes. I went to but of course, back in the day, I was like, whoa.
But what did you do? So did you just take her home afterwards?
I went to the bathroom. Like, start pissed off. I was pissed. So.
But did you do anything with her? You just took her home.
No. So we drive off. We left. I was hot the whole time. I was just sitting there, pissed off. So when we get to the place, because she was hot. So I was like, well, at least I can show her off to my family.
Right.
Right.
At least I can do that much and lie about it. But when we got to, because we went to my sister's apartment. And I asked her if she wanted to go in, and she was like, kind of reluctant. And she's like, okay, So then when we go walking up to the door, the fucking sprinklers came on and fucking soaked her. I was like, at the time I was like all embarrassed. I was like, oh, fuck, But then when I thought about it later, I was like, I'm so glad that bitch got fucking soaked. It was perfect.
It was perfect. That's karma for you right there. Right then and there. I don't know. My high school prom, the one I did finally go to, because I had someone to go with, I had a migraine. Because, again, crowd situation and just everything just annoyed me. Migraine. Instant migraine. And I just had no fun. I stayed, did the whole thing, didn't leave, didn't complain. We just couldn't dance. It hurt too much to move. Get me out of the situation. My headache went away.
Damn. What about you?
Dude, wait. Bianca, they called in. She just texted me that proms are for assholes. I didn't go to prom. That's rad. Okay, go on. Sorry.
So what's your story?
I didn't go to prom.
No, not your prom story, but your...
bad date.
Bad date.
You know what? I really don't have a bad date story because it's rare that I go on dates. Like actual dates.
She just collects the money.
How many
goes.
Guys have you been with? Slept with?
So
34 guys and no dates.
No, I didn't say dates. No dates.
You need to get a dinner out of some of these assholes.
My first boyfriend, when I was 18, okay, I lost my virginity when I was 17. When I was 18, I had a boyfriend for the following 5 years.
5 years?
I almost married him.
Wow.
So then I cheated on him after I realized I was stupid and I left the next day. And then for the following 2 years, I was single and I had fun. And then for the next 2 years, I was in a relationship. And then I moved back to Vegas and everything went downhill.
What about the guy you had to convince that he was gay?
Okay, that was a bad date. I'm sorry.
There we go.
Already went over that.
It's a funny date, too.
Sorry. But that wasn't really a bad date. That was just funny and interesting for conversation. And it gives me 2 cents for the future. But
it was an educational.
It was a lesson. No, I didn't really have a bad date. Like bad. I made fun of people, but no.
Okay.
Sorry. No story.
So what about you, Murph?
Oh boy. All right. About 5 years ago.
You jizzed in the nose. God damn it.
That's not a bad date. That just means my aim's improving. I actually said to a guy today at work for me, because he's supposedly sleeping with one of the other chicks at work, I'm like, hey, dude, when you come, aim in the eyes for me. So I asked this girl out, and I met her online, you know, whatever. And she's like, yeah, sure, we'll go out. So we went out.
You met a girl online?
Dude, I met a lot of girls
online. A lot of guys online.
Weird.
Those aren't even dates.
That made it for about 200 of the 250.
Not all of them, but...
cyber sex doesn't count.
Goddamn Barry Bonds. God
damn it. Sorry, no. Work phone. No, so, okay, so I pick her up, and mind you, I've never been someone with a lot of money, so when I have some to spend on a date, I usually, you know, spend it wisely. So we go to...
Dresses up in his powder blue tux.
Ruffle
with
shirt.
The ruffles.
Oh, nice. Dude, I'm so fucking jealous.
I know, dude. Bow, bow, bow. That's my bit. So anyway, so I pick her up and I take her to the Palms. And,
who's tapping their mic stand?
Sorry, it's my bracelet.
Take her to the Palms and I'm like, you want to get a drink for this movie? She's like, sure. So we go to the, you know, she's like, I want to do tequila shots. I'm like, all right, cool. So she's like pointing up on the shelf. And when you see a girl point for liquor.
Uh-oh, she knows.
And the hand
liquor.
Goes up at an angle. When you're pointing to the top shelf stuff, that's a reason it's called top shelf. Yeah, so three shots, $38 later. I'm like, all right,
damn. Okay.
And so we're talking. She's like, you know, I'm just kind of getting my life back together. I'm thinking, oh, yeah, rebound. This is going to be good. You know, I've been off of coke for about a year now. Alarm bell. So anyway, we go to the movie and...
Been off coke for a year, but I'm drinking like a goddamn fish.
Yeah, no shit.
A high rent fish.
We go. Is Ginger checking her tits out in the
camera? Yeah, it was. I was like, oh, that's not a good angle. Anyway, sorry.
So we go to the movie. She gets like, we get, you know, the usual popcorn, candy, whatever. You know, she like fucking loads up. I swear to God, I saw her put shit in her purse that I bought. So anyway, go to the movie. Yeah.
Was she good looking?
She was decent. She was decent.
Decent.
Then she's like, we were going to go to dinner. So we go to dinner afterwards. We go to just, some bar. I don't know, anywhere. So anyway, the drinking starts and it's, you know, she's like coming on to me and like, I can tell she's getting super drunk and she's eating a ton. The end of the bill at the end of the evening. And this was a cheap bar. Food, drinks, everything came out to about 90 bucks.
Whoa.
Damn.
So we're driving back to her place, and she's like, you know, I really don't think that I'm ready for a relationship right now. I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know, whatever. I'm just looking to have some fun. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to get my dick sucked. You know, and I really don't think I want to have sex with anyone right now.
What?
Yeah. And then she puked in my car.
That's rad.
Oh, man.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. She puked in my car about 5 minutes away from the bar. It took me another 40 minutes to drive to her house.
And how much time to go home?
About an hour.
Nice.
Yuck.
Damn, that's hot.
In my puke-ridden car.
What car was that?
Your little,
was my little Ford.
Your little red
Dude.
Ford.
Oh.
I don't think I want to have sex.
There's a weird thing with girls vomiting around me. I don't know what it is. It just tends to happen a lot.
Well, really? In the case of my wife, it's because you got her so damn drunk.
Yeah, well, I wasn't even trying to fuck her.
I know.
I want to know how many drinks I had at the release party.
I don't know.
Dude, was it you that kept putting them on my table?
Yes, it was.
Every time I turned around, decaf. I had two fucking drinks.
It was decaf. He figured, and let me tell you what it is, he figured if he got you drunk enough, you wouldn't mind if he fucked your friend on your couch.
Is that what your plan was? It's so
Look, he's got the angelic eyes. No, that's not my plan.
What were you drinking?
Greyhounds.
The fuck's a greyhound?
I bought you one.
No, you didn't.
Bought me one?
Because you sent me to the bar three times with cash to buy those.
I just sent you the bar.
Wait. So you were buying drinks for Ginger, but you were making Chris here pick them up and interesting. Interesting.
Maybe I bought you two.
So technically, Chris was getting Ginger drunk.
Any chance I can get to get Ginger drunk, I'll take it.
All right.
Dude, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Did I say drunk the bar? You
yes, you did.
What? A
couple of times. Like, here's money. No, I got some money. No, here's some money. Go.
All right.
You lie,
get the bitches lying, drunk.
I got no reason to lie.
God damn it. I can't remember. Motherfucker.
and you weren't even the one drinking.
Actually, I wasn't, man. That's kind of fucked up. Oh, I brought my own drink. That's what happened.
Wait, you always bring your own drink. Everywhere we go out, you see him out of the car in the back seat going. Glug, glug,
glug, glug, glug, glug. Oh, my friend does that to me.
I call that the Corolla bar.
My friend does that to me. She constantly has a bottle. It's I'm not going to say who it is. She'll get mad. I love her to death. Like, this girl is gold. But
that
she,
means it's genocide.
No, it's not. Her lips are so perfect when she does them. She drinks the bottle, and it doesn't touch her mouth. So she, like, holds it open when we're chugging shots in her car. It's so funny. And I just look at her and laugh and just start sucking on it because I don't
care.
I'm talking about the bottle of alcohol.
Oh.
But since you brought it up, so are you a spit, swallow on the face, or on the tits girl?
Swallowing on the tits.
Damn.
Nice.
Nothing on the face. And don't fucking go near my bangs. I hate it when it goes in my hair.
I would so aim for the hair. I would
kick somebody's ass.
That's because you like mean fucks. You like a mean grudge fuck. Every fuck you can have, if it's not a grudge, if there's not a fist fight involved during sex, it's not good sex for you. Now, we know this because we hear about this.
I never heard about that.
My wife gave me a wet willy while we were having sex a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I'm like, you can make love only so many. I'm going to quote Joe Rogan on this one. You can only make love so many nights in a row, then you got to fuck.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, honey, I love you. I love you too. Get the helmet. Just because it's got stickers of unicorns and rainbows on it. Wait. This love. This love's making me black out. There's just something about just wrecking some poor girl's vagina that just makes me smile.
You know what? Sometimes that's rad. When you can't sit for the next day, that's a rad feeling.
Yep.
You know you've been fucked good and hard.
when you got one leg up on your shoulder and the other one you're just kind of holding and you're up at an angle and there's a pillow involved.
If my back's out the next day, it was a good night.
There you go.
Damn, I'm boring. Listen to this shit. I am really fucking boring.
It's not about... I mean, you just got
to...
Do you guys use porn ever?
Hell yeah, dude.
No, with him.
Oh. Tried. It didn't work.
Really?
Didn't work.
Why? Was it not the right kind?
No, I don't know. It's
was
just,
it not it, the right kind? Was it not the right kind?
It just didn't. It looks
that like, reminds
I don't want to throw my wife under the bus.
Go
so
ahead.
To speak.
She's not listening.
Well, I know that. But
tonight she may be.
She used to. It's just, I don't know. I'm sorry.
I brought Ginger porn and I totally forgot to bring a DVD to burn it for her.
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I might have one in my bag.
So throw it under the bus.
Go ahead. Throw it under the bus, dude.
I can't do that to my wife. I can't do it.
Come on.
Look. I'll tell you what. And I'll be completely frank with you guys. It's my fault. It's not the porn. It's pretty much my fault. I am a boring, boring motherfucker. All right? I will own up to that every day of the week. I am boring. So,
dude, you need to
fix
that shit.
Do you want to be boring?
I can't help but be boring.
It isn't. Yes, it is.
No, there's a lot about me that's just dull.
Dude, you know what? You know what it is?
I am the NPR of humanity.
You feel insecure watching porn with your wife.
Oh, no, not at all.
No?
No.
I can watch porn
with my wife.
So then what is it then?
I just don't think it gets him
I don't think
excited.
It just doesn't work.
You know what? I don't watch porn with my wife. I don't need it. I'm prepared after a fucking blow in the ear and shit. Let's go. I don't fucking need to watch anything except for when I'm by myself. You know that?
I'll tell the truth. When I'm by myself and I'm jerking off, I think of my wife. I really do.
That's
dude,
cool.
She's just fucking awesome. But, dude, there's just some great fucking porn out there. And I love watching porn with my wife because she gets ballsy and decides she's going to try something that's in the porn. And there you go. That's the winner. Nothing like getting the balls tongued. Mm.
Yeah. You know what? That is really good. That's my favorite.
Isn't it? Getting your balls tongued?
That's my favorite, dude.
Ew.
Yeah. A little bit of pressure on the back of the balls.
More than the fucking shaft, dude.
Dude, no, I can't go with that. I gotta get my cock sucked.
I don't know. Just the sensation, I guess.
All right, so now let's get really bad. Do you like getting your asshole licked? Tell the truth.
Yes.
Yes.
Does your wife do it?
Well, it's either her or the dog.
Only twice. But
only twice?
I'm trying to convince her more often.
It's kind of a weird situation. You're like, hey, honey, I'm going to lick my asshole.
And then
you're either winding up with your legs all the way up in the air or your ass up in the air, and then you feel like a faggot. So, I mean,
my ass stinks too much. So
You know what? Number one, none of us should be using toilet paper. We should be using those aloe wipes.
Baby wipes.
Yeah.
Yep. Fucking keep that. Look at that. Spoken like a. Yeah. Hey, Ginge. So,
wow, that was a quick answer.
Tushalingus, yes or no? Put the text message down.
What?
Tushalingus, yes or no?
What are you asking me?
Have you gave it?
No.
Taken it?
Yes.
Okay, liked it?
Yeah.
There you go.
But when it first happened, I was 24, and it shocked the hell out of me because I had no idea that was happening. I was like, oh, okay.
I'm getting a little chub. I can't lie.
That was awesome.
See? And you've got to find the right speed, because if you go too fast, it tickles and you just want to roll up in a ball and laugh your ass off. And if it goes too slow, you're kind of like, no, I need a little bit more.
I just found a porn dealer.
A porn dealer.
Bianca's sister sells porn. I'm happy.
Right.
That's why she answered the questions.
Nice.
Fake Wake Radio is now sponsored by.
Now, Mark, you don't like the tush lick, do you?
Nope.
Not even remotely.
Not even remotely.
Now, what about your woman?
Nope.
God damn
you. Have you tried it?
Nope.
Why not?
So how do you know she doesn't like it?
Trust me. That's all I'm going
to
say.
You two need to smoke a fucking joint together.
They got the one position.
It's
just standard.
Go roofie your wife, dude, and see what happens. That's awesome. You should totally. I will fucking find that shit for you just so you can see what happens.
And when I don't have a place to live.
I'll find you a place to live.
I'm paying an arm and a leg for child support.
It's only 18%. Not that
they go through. They go through a whole book of the Kuba Sutra, right? Everyone.
Kuba Sutra.
No. Oh. You got to understand. It's the Kunte Kente version. Kuba Sutra.
I don't know what the fuck. Kama Sutra. Kama Kuma.
Kama Kama Kuma Kama Kama Chameleon.
Cuba Gooding Jr. Whatever the fuck.
Make a lick a high, lick a honey ho. Not want a huckaloogie?
Come on, you want to lay me.
Come up some young boy. all right.
Creaming some girl's hair.
They'll go through the whole fucking book and they go back to, it's like, oh, that one? No. That one? No. Get back to the first page. Standard.
Okay, so
you know
which
one looks rad?
I used to have here we go.
The Kama Sutra on my Palm Pilot. Somebody downloaded it for me.
You're like,
dude, it was rad. I'd sit on photo shoots and look at different it was awesome. It had descriptions and pictures.
Get a little moist. Nice.
It was great. But the nail looked quite interesting.
The nail? All right.
I just like the names of them.
I want to hear the description of the nail. Hang on. Describe the nail. I want to hear this.
I want to hear what you got to say.
I got nothing.
If I can remember right, it's been a couple years. It's the guy standing up and the girl's upside down, like head on the bed.
Oh, jackhammer.
Yeah,
okay.
Basically.
The jackhammer.
That's a hard one to pull off because the dick doesn't always want to bend that way.
Right?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so you know what all these positions are, so why are you out of practice?
Huh?
You don't practice?
Out of practice?
No, don't practice.
Okay, so I'm sure you guys use missionary.
Wait.
I mean, that's just a given,
You don't
right?
practice what?
The jackhammer.
Oh.
The nail.
So, missionary.
Missionary.
Dougie?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Wow.
Okay, then what's the other go-to position?
That's pretty much it.
Oh, my God. I need to send his wife a Hallmark card.
Another problem is I can't get too
into it. How long do you eat her out for?
Oh, she doesn't like that.
What? Wait a minute. Why?
Boo.
Okay. Shut up.
Okay. Under the bus time. Wow. Honey, if you ever find out about this, remember, I'm doing this under duress.
I'll send an email to...
No.
Dude, I've had worse conversations about myself.
Look, here's the problem. I love going down. Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. It's great. Okay? However, she gets to this point where it's just everything is super sensitive.
So, yeah.
And instead of having me kind of follow through and let her just like really have that super powerful, oh my God, shatter the ceiling orgasm, stop! Shove! And my ass slides off the fucking bed. Just
is she ticklish?
No.
No, she's holding back.
She's holding back. And it drives me nuts. It's like,
tie her up.
You know what?
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Handcuffs.
She likes that.
Handcuffs?
But then she gets all pissed. I'm so like, I can't win.
If you tie her up so she can't push her head back.
No handcuffs because she's...
Decaf, sit up. Sit up.
He's like crazy white people. That's what's going through his head right now.
He has the mental image of me sliding off the bed.
Wee! Did you guys see 40-year-old virgin when she was sucking his toe and he gave her a bloody nose?
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. Yeah.
That's so, all
I love that fucking
dude,
line.
Tie her up, spread eagle.
I like how this is back into the left.
You don't even have to get scarves and shit.
Okay,
well, that's what I do. That's what we do.
Scarves. I have conquered this problem.
She doesn't
before.
Want handcuffs. She doesn't want anything that she absolutely possibly can't get out of. Because even though we've been married for as long as we have, there's still some weird trust issue. Because we don't have... You know, that exercise going on, you know?
I'm waiting for someone to put me in handcuffs. They're in my fucking dresser at home. Oh. I think I have two pair, actually.
Damn, if I wasn't married. I have overcome this situation before.
Of course you have. You have 300 women.
I have nipple clamps.
Those hurt, though.
I put them on my rings.
Okay, this is how you overcome the situation. You have to tie her up, okay? But... You can't let her know that you are doing it in a way that she can't get out of.
Why don't you put rose petals on the bed first?
No.
Light some candles.
No.
You don't understand. We're so... Everything we own is so junky college-like. It's so depressing.
Dude,
we don't even have real fucking furniture, nor do we have like... neither of us have a sense of style.
Are you suffering from your whiteness?
Should I find a friend?
You need to break loose from it.
Next time you have a couple grand, call me and we'll go decorate.
I'll talk to you in a month and a half because I should have about 120.
So this is what you do.
Maybe a house.
You've got her tied up, all right? You go down on her to that point where she wants to do the super cum. Leave. You leave the room. 2 minutes.
That's not nice.
Just 2 minutes.
That's not nice
hold on.
At all.
Then you come back.
Okay.
You do it again. You leave. You don't leave the room. You just go and sit on the end of the bed or you just look at her. Okay? Come back. Do it again. No fingers. Mind you, the whole time, no fingers.
Right.
This time, a little bit. Just in the entrance. Just a little bit.
Okay.
You work that clit like there's no tomorrow. And then you just scoot back 3 feet. Okay? I guarantee you, she will be begging for cock and you tell her, no. If you want to come... You come on my face, and she will come on your chin, and I guarantee it.
Look, I will tell you this. If I were to try to do that, the absolute moment she'd come untied, I wouldn't have sex for at least 3 months.
Dang. But wouldn't it be worth it for that one time? And number one, you don't know that.
I don't know. Yeah, I do.
As soon as she realizes
I'll supply
that
you
she,
with DVDs.
That she,
the internet is
they'll
free.
Glow from the moon.
When she realizes that she can let go and let you do that, dude, it'll be great.
Well, whenever it happens, it happens. I don't think I'm going to do it that way.
That's how I did it, and you know
whenever
what?
Whenever it happens, it'll happen.
Fucking worked perfectly. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And that was a weird
relationship.
Can
we change the topic now?
Sure. We've talked about sex and weird relationships and breaking up. And
We have Ginger's music, so why don't we go ahead and play some music?
Sure.
It worked.
Yeah, I told you it worked. I'm just going to start at the top here. Okay, so you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
We'll be back.
Jersey.
Alrighty, folks. Spank Wagon Radio. We're back.
So you was getting your ass eaten out by a fucking dog, Murphy?
Dude, just the once.
Damn, nasty one.
Always got to be once. All right, where were we at?
Don't you own a ferret?
Yeah, I have a ferret.
You should have seen what you did to the hedgehog.
We can't joke about the hedgehog.
Oh, okay, sorry.
That still hurts.
All right, so, geez.
Wait a minute. What did you do that? I don't.
The hedgehog died, remember?
I know the hedgehog.
Yeah, it still hurts. Yeah, Ginger's the one who hooked me and my wife up with the guys who needed to have a new home for a hedgehog.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
How might much I have for one head? Of those?
Little Timmy just posted a link, and I can't pull it up because this computer is gay.
Yeah, that computer does suck.
G-H-E-Y.
Gay.
You know what's even gayer than that?
What?
Forgetting the power supply for your laptop.
Yeah, it is, but I was running out of the house.
Gotta go. All right, so what are we at? Oh, yeah. What was that link that was sent to us by Ken?
Oh. SaveOurInternetRadio.com, I do.
Yeah, I think I did post that up on the main page of SpankWagon.net, but SaveOurInternetRadio.com. Actually, it looks like it's ran by the people who do Radio Paradise, which is all music.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's basically a way for people to get involved with the new copyright fuckover that they're pulling on us.
The money fuckover that they're pulling on us. Yeah. If anybody remembers last week's Spankwagon Radio, go download it if you haven't listened to it yet. But I pretty much went off for 20 minutes on how they're trying to kill another way that...
35.
Was it 35
minutes? Nah, I'm just fucking...
I believe it. But you're right. I mean, it was just... It was another
time
large
well
rant.
Time well spent, though. Time well
Thank
spent.
You. About how, yet again, they're attempting to kill internet radio by overcharging us. So, yeah, needless to say,
a good
site, though. It looks like it's built by the people of Radio Paradise.
Yep.
Lots of good links, articles, and information about internet radio and how to save internet radio, because I think a lot of us are just tired of getting beat up, you know, doing what we like to do, doing this for fun.
Yeah.
Not necessarily for profit.
We haven't made a goddamn dime off this thing.
You know, but at least doing it for a lot of fun because...
God damn it. Is that why I'm not getting fucking paid?
Because no one's getting fucking paid.
I thought you were just holding back, man.
You know what?
Dude,
I feel
we're
bad.
Equal opportunity unemployer.
All right? I feel bad. Decaf, whatever we're paying you now, I'll double go ahead and I'll double that for you.
Oh, damn, man. You're fucking awesome, man. You're fucking awesome.
I try. You don't even have to call me Massa.
But I want to.
Well, now we know who gets their ass licked by who.
Shut up, dude.
Could you do that again? Did you just adjust everything again there?
No.
Please?
Sorry. Too late.
Turn the cam back on. The boys need to see some boobies.
No, okay. They don't.
Scan's on.
She's been adjusting every 2 minutes and 33 seconds.
I saw you wink, fucker.
Because it's him who's adjusting every 2 minutes and 33 seconds.
So, yeah, SaveOurInternetRadio.com. Check it out. Sign up. Sign their petitions. Do
sign their petition.
You need to do.
Follow their links. Basically, do anything you can to support internet radio because, yet again, you know, what we're dealing with right now is, well, we're getting shit on again.
And there's links on it on the Spankwagon website, right?
Yep. Uh-huh. Go to spankwagon.net.
Are there
it's right
links
there.
On the MySpace?
There
will be.
But there will be. I only handle mostly the Spankwagon site, so.
Because if you, Murphy, well, whoever, I'll start posting the bejesus out of it.
Please.
So, speaking of the Spankwagon website.
Yes.
I wanted to talk about something.
Uh-oh.
Really?
The new Shoutbox.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about the beginning of the show.
We talked about it a little bit. It's a new way for people to leave comments for us rather than having to go into the forums if you don't want to post a big message, if you just want to say hi, or like one guy just said that... said that I'm gay because my butthole kind of hurts because I pooped hard last night. I rubbed it raw with really bad toilet paper, too. I've still got to buy new Cottonelle. Anyway, so if you got something you want to say...
Oh, you bought your shit from Walmart, too, huh?
Yeah. If you got something you want to say, throw it in the shout box. It's just a little quick hi and, you know, during the show or at any time. And speaking of any time, the Spankwagon chat room is open 24 hours a day.
Yeah, what we decided to do... we always have the chat room that's associated with the show. Which for the longest time now, since we've actually been in the studio, is Pound LV Rocks. Well, what we decided to do was put in a beta chat, SWR chat beta. What this will do is this will connect you to two different chat rooms. This will connect you up to LV Rocks, but it also connect you up to Pound Spankwagon. Now, the reason we did that is just to kind of say, you know, the forums, some people don't want to post to forums. They don't want to sign up for forums. They don't want to go through that hassle. Or they just want to say a quick two bits and get out, or who cares? We decided to open up, or I should say reopen up, a Spankwagon chat room. So if you go to irc.slashnet.org, click on, or actually just...
Say that again.
irc.slashnet.org. and then pound spank wagon. Or if you want to, if you click on Cam and Chat, a submenu opens up, a little hidden menu there. You click on the SWR chat beta, and that'll actually open up just a chat only, plain Jane, IRC, hang out in it as long as you'd like. It's Java. I saw you stare at her tits, too. Oh,
I know. She positioned
Dude.
Just right for me.
I'm just going to fucking sit like this.
That's even better. Side boob.
Profile. Anyway, you can go in, and I'm there most of the time during the day. Trench pops in. We'll be around. Feel free to come in, hang out, talk to us, and maybe we're not there. Maybe some of our loyal listeners are. Oh, look, Chazad just popped in. Who knows? Maybe you'll find other Spankwagon listeners to yap with.
Right, and what we're looking for here is this isn't just show-centric. This is just kind of open to everybody, anybody, hang out and chat. It's going to be pretty deserted here, but... For the first few weeks, who knows?
Till we get some bots.
Yeah, really. Well, bots that talk to each other are the best.
That's not funny.
Bots?
Bots.
What? Like the bot.
Can I do a spank wagon telethon?
Sure thing, Jerry.
I'm serious. Then we get the phones ringing.
Yeah, we should host it at the Double Down for Mayan and Bianca's joint birthday party.
Ooh.
Nice.
So yeah, Spankwagon, come and check our chat room out.
Hang out. I mean, this kind of the idea behind it is bringing back what we used to have with the old show, the old show, where everything was happening in Spankwagon, and we're not getting rid of LV Rocks or anything like that, but we're just kind of exploring other avenues.
I think the website needs more pictures. I'm a picture.
What happened to the pictures?
You saw my house.
You saw my house.
I'm a picture.
I have yet to get any pictures.
The pictures from Genocide and Chandra's.
Guess what? I haven't received them yet.
You know what? You slacker.
What do you mean slacker? I came here with the disc, but no one wanted to copy it. I said it's in my car.
I copied it. Do you want me to copy it onto my thumb drive?
Sure.
Because we have the gallery. If you look, go back to the site.
I remember the title. There's some pictures, but it hasn't been updated like with pictures.
We haven't had a chance to update a lot of the pictures.
No, the SWR pics. The last update was when Chicano Tree is the last update.
Yeah,
which was a great set of pictures.
Oh, it was a wonderful set of pictures. Although I did exclude the only shitty picture there of Murphy's ass.
She should have put it up.
No, I like people.
Oh, I have some of those pictures, man.
Yeah, we'll sneak those in.
No, you have some of his pictures from his ass from the other... Because I think the night that Jen and Chandra came in, he did that then as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He did.
Because you have a picture of that, too.
My ass tends to pop out of my pants quite a bit.
Yeah, it does. The forum, also, you know, forum.spankwagon.net, just a nice, plain, simple, straightforward forum. Tons of different areas, of course. You know, everybody's welcome to sign up. Everybody has to follow the one little rule that I have, though, so I can kill all the spammers. You'll automatically be sent a pop-up that says, hey, how you doing? Please respond to this. Otherwise, I delete you within 24 hours. Pure and simple. It's the best way for me to filter spam. So when you sign up, reply to your little instant message, and all will be good.
So, all good in the hood.
Yo.
So what else? We are going to have a guest in 2 weeks, you said?
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be this evening, but I didn't realize his schedule.
Right.
So it's now going to be in, I think, 2 or 3 weeks, but nothing is solid.
Discussing the Real ID Act, which...
Correct.
Yet again, another stupid political bullshit thing.
Hey. Correct.
Now, how much do you guys know about this?
I actually am kind of ignorant on the whole thing, so...
Well, I know quite a bit about it.
Can I take this off of here?
Sure. Uh-oh. Ginger's getting ready to spout and educate my dumb ass.
No, notice she's holding it like a big black cock.
Well, the reason why... Don't make me start rubbing it. The reason why...
Please.
I don't like to get into political conversations, as you may recall in the past with all of our other topics, all of our other shows, is because of the way I was raised. I never got into politics. My parents never got into politics. So I kind of turn a blind eye, which isn't necessarily the smart thing to do.
Right.
But my friend has kind of opened my eyes up to certain things. And the Real ID Act is actually one of them. And it really scares the bejesus out of me. They're saying that The Real ID Act of 2005 is a Division B of an act of the United States Congress entitled Emergency Supplemental Appropriations Act for Defense.
Now, let me interrupt here real quick. If anybody remembers, we've talked about this in the past. What they decided to do was they wanted to give a bunch of $1 billion for the war to Katrina. So a bunch of politicos decided to put one of the riders in. And one of the riders was to basically enact a national ID card. This is a card that will be act as our driver's license, social security card. It will include biometric information. It's basically everything you don't want to have on a card that can easily be pickpocketed out of you. will be on a car that can easily be pickpocketed. Plus, if I can just take over, Ginger, and let you read a little bit more.
No, go ahead.
It's also going to include RFID technology, radio frequency identification tags.
Correct.
What that means is that if anybody has a reader, and it doesn't even have to be a, you know, a reader near you, it could be a radio reader where it's from a distance, they will be able to pull your information from that card and use it. Which, again, biometric information, social security information. They're talking
your credit information.
Your credit information. Lots of stuff that they want to put on this card. Now, you know, and I know what Murphy's going to right now. He's going to RFID wallets and RFID killers.
You may be thinking, well, gosh, how easy could it be for someone to get a reader for an RFID kit?
Super easy.
ThinkGeek.com, spend $100. They have an RFID experimentation kit right there you can buy today.
That's such crap. Well, and it just, it sucks that they're thinking about doing it to where it's our credit card, where you walk into a store, grab products, just walk out.
Think about this. You say grab products, walked out, but that also means that they could pull your information. So now you're looking at something that isn't just an ID card, but it's a marketing tool.
It's
because
also
they know that you're
device.
A skinny white guy in a tracking device. You're a skinny white guy that walks into 7-Eleven every Friday to buy coffee and donuts. They're going to know that trend. All of a sudden, your health insurance goes up. Why does it go up? Well, we see you drink a lot of coffee and eat a lot of donuts.
Right.
That also means that Thursday night, you get an email reminder that says, by the way, coffee and donuts at 7-Eleven.
10% discount for you tomorrow.
Yep.
They can sell the information. They can do whatever they want with it.
They can track what... Well, this is very Minority Report, but they can track where you go, what you do, everything.
They would get all your groceries. She's like, ramen noodles is on sale. You're like, God damn.
Well,
ramen gonna be
the
on
bad
sale.
Thing about the way I think is I jump to extreme conclusions, if you guys haven't realized that already. I don't like to think about the baby steps. I think about the end result.
Yep.
Our children's children... could be getting those chips in their necks and shipped off to school and shipped off to work programs.
Children's
and
children?
Our children's children.
How about the soldiers that are leaving basic training tomorrow will be chipped? RFID.
They're already doing that?
They are. The plan is in place right now. They've started beta testing it in some places. But yes, military soldiers are being chipped in places where it's very difficult for a bomb to blow it up for body identification.
Your asshole.
Well...
What? Oh, so...
stick a grenade up there. It's not so hard.
You know, the whole thing is also, it's a national ID card. They're going to be tracking you. They're going to track your life. And, you know, they can start putting in penalties for, if you have an RFID blocking wallet. Well, guess what? That's penalized because now we can't identify you. This also goes against the... it's kind of hotly debated right now because of a guy up in northern Nevada, the Papers, Please Act. In other words... where do we draw the line of a cop randomly walking up to anybody in the street who's maybe not doing anything wrong, just standing there, and a cop walking up and let me see your papers.
Kind of like,
let me see your ID.
Nazi Germany. Let me Goodwin this right now.
Yeah, exactly. Goodwin's law enacted right now. Or even Soviet Russia.
Yep.
You know, when they were, everybody had papers. You had to have your papers. You had to carry your documentation on you all the time. A guy up in northern Nevada refused to show a cop his ID. Cop didn't pull him over for anything in particular. Just wanted to see ID. Guy refused to show his ID.
He was on a horse, too. He wasn't even
He was in a pickup, I believe.
Oh, he was in a pickup. Yeah. He was on a horse.
And he refused to show his ID. He says, well, why do you need it? You know, you don't need this if you're just pulling me over to pull me over. Went to the Supreme Court. Technically, he lost. It's getting to the point where... you know, we're living in a society where the cops are no one special. No one special.
They sure think they are.
You know, cops are given these the badges. And I'm not even going to say the guns, because anybody should be able to hold a gun, in my opinion. But the badges. And that little bit of credential, not just the badge, but the card that goes with it that says, I have the right to do this.
I don't even think it's the badge. You know, I think it's the bright, shiny light attached to the car.
A lot of it. You know.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
And then they pass you up, and then they, and then they keep on going. You're like, fucking
what? What if you know? Police do serve a good purpose. They do, but you get a lot of people out
keep
there.
Keep that donut population down. Yeah.
What I want to know, speaking of which, I want to know. They always want more cops. We need more cops.
Dude,
we need more
cops. Cops every 5 minutes on the freeway right now.
Even better than that. When does cops show up after the crime is over?
It takes an hour and a fucking half.
You know what I mean? The people are already dead. The people's already been abused. The place has already been robbed.
Yeah,
cops. You know what I mean? You need like 8, like 10 cop cars for a place where there's no fucking criminals anymore.
Nope. And there's a little bit of logic to that. Just the fact that, you know, it all kind of boils back to education for criminals. most criminals are not highly educated. Most criminals have not made it out of junior high. Most criminals have not made it out of early, like the first year or two of high school. Most criminals are illiterate. Most criminals are, functionally limited. Mentally functionally limited.
Yeah, fucked up.
Cops serve more of a purpose.
If K-Fed wouldn't have been stupid Brittany, he'd have been jacking cars.
Yes. The whole thing is cops serve the purpose of cleaning the mess up and taking down everything in notes. And, you know, they're kind of the dustpan for the job, you know. That's what they do. That's how they do it.
I've told that to
a few cops. A few friends of mine are police officers. You know, they've been shot at dozens of times. And, you know, they're patrolling to find problems, which sometimes doesn't really work because, you know, they'll pull you over and they think they have probable cause on everything because they're supposed to find problems. And, of course, someone says, well, you know, my favorite argument, actually, it's one of our friends' arguments, your friend, too. Well, if I'm not doing anything wrong, I have nothing to hide. But the counter argument to that, of course, is it's not whether or not you have something to hide. It's whether or not you want a complete stranger rooting through it.
Yes. And then to know if that person is even a cop or a fucking dirty cop.
Exactly.
Well, and you know what happens if you deny it? You can't travel. You can't go out of state.
Nope.
You can't get a bank account.
Yep. They want to stop you from getting bank accounts. They want to stop you from being able to travel on an airplane, travel across. They got the passport.
Damn, you can't have the fun of not paying a ticket and hoping not getting caught and shit. you can't even do that shit anymore.
And it's getting to the point where they want to watch what you do because, you know, the United States isn't about trusting people. The United States is absolutely against trusting its own citizens.
It's about protecting them from terrorists.
You can't drive without you can't drive without insurance no more.
No, nope. You know
they'll know every fucking thing.
They'll know everything.
Shit.
Yeah, as soon as your insurance lapses, a little message gets sent to the DMV right away, and they suspend your plates.
Yep,
like and you same day
you pay your $300 and you're done. You got to pay your fines and. Yeah. You know, it's really sad. It's a sad existence that we're all kind of entering into. And the problem is, it isn't the fact that it's happening. It's the fact that people are letting it happen.
Yeah.
Because
no one
pays
cares.
Attention.
No one's paying attention. No one cares. No one, there's so many people that think it's a good idea to have this. And once they realize that one time they're inconvenienced or the one time that something's going to happen where their information is stolen.
People in Kansas.
Yeah, exactly. No, and you're right. Look at it. Okay, we're in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yep.
For those of you listening to podcasts and listening outside of the country and don't know, Northern Nevada runs this state.
Yep.
We're a conservative state because of Northern Nevada and that rural vote. So those idiots up there are saying, well, this is good if we're watched constantly. No. No. You know,
no,
just because
you dumb redneck, go fuck your sister.
Just because you live on a farm in the middle of nowhere raising dirt.
I'm going to tell you a little story about a man named Jade.
It's got to be dirt because you can't raise nothing else.
You can't raise anything
Nevada.
Else in Nevada. But, you know, just because you like to live that solitary life and not go out and do anything doesn't mean everybody else has to follow those rules. And that's what's happening here. Someone else is dictating this for us. Now, the interesting thing is, it's not even people anymore. It's lobbyists. It's these huge, huge corporations that are only there to purchase a vote.
Multi-produce their product, man.
You know, all they want is to say, you know, I hire them because I'm a group of people. And I say, hey, Mr. Lobbyer, we want you to go tell the senators of these states. And we'll pick these particular states, the ones that have the most votes or the ones that have the most kind of thing going on.
Or votes on influential committees.
Exactly.
Stuff like
influential
that,
committees. We want you to vote this way. They vote this way. Every other senator says, well, they're voting this way, and they're in those committees. This may be a good thing. And they'll just kind of follow suit. They don't think for themselves. The only senator I know that actually thinks for himself is the guy up in Wisconsin, Russ Feingold, I want to say.
Yeah.
Who is like my hero because he is the only senator, only representative, only anybody who read the Patriot Act before he voted on it. And you know what he voted after reading it? No. And he was the only one who voted no. Now we're learning about how the FBI has not followed the Patriot Act. As a matter of fact, they've used the Patriot Act illegally.
They misused and abused it. What a shocker.
You know, they've used it illegally to do warrantless wiretapping on domestic people. In other words, they think that Big Daddy Decaf's a drug dealer.
Yeah.
They're going to label him a terrorist because he's terrorizing the neighborhood.
Yep.
They're going to do they go that low. Yeah,
they justify it. Oh, we just made a terrible mistake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we didn't follow rules.
Sorry for the complications.
They're not even following their own damn rules, their own restrictions. And you can't go anywhere because every country's doing it. Every part of the world's doing it. We're going to get to be to such a point where, you know, everyone's going to be,
right.
I won't say a democracy anymore because we're losing that.
Yeah.
And we're losing our civil rights. You know, our government is still a perfect government. It's a great government. It's a great example of government. It's the people in the government that are ruining.
It's a great form of control.
Well, the Constitution, was written beautifully. It's supposed to fight this. Corruption, misunderstanding, and more corruption on top of that with peanut butter is what's ruining the Constitution.
We just need to get the right people in office that are against it, that want to rewrite it. Those people never get in
because no one ever funds those people. It's all about the money.
Well,
they're going to get whatever they want, their personal, you know, personal gain. So the only reason why Oscar Goodman's still in office.
So you guys are just going to throw your hands up in the air and just wait and see what happens?
No, not at all.
Anarchy.
People
who try to be anarchists don't even
are 16-year-old idiots. Okay,
you want a mohawk make me different from everybody?
The last anarchist that made any difference was the guy who shot Teddy Roosevelt. But Teddy Roosevelt, of course, lived because he had that 100-page speech in his fucking pocket. Yeah. You know, that guy was a Polish anarchist. Well, there you go. Start the Polak jokes now. So, you know, you have to write your senators. You have to, and I'm not talking just form letters on the internet. As great as they are, handwritten letters, hand-typed letters, things that are actually genuine.
Now, do the senator have to write you back?
No. They can have a copy paint. You know, just an auto
letter.
Form.
Yeah.
But what they do look at is the quantity of mail that they get in one way or another. They actually do keep a tab. What are people saying? Are they pro or against? Are they middle? You know, so they are taking that information down. They are understanding. They are getting the message, the basic message of what the constituents are writing about. They're not getting the detail. They don't hear about your individual plight. They don't hear about how this affects you personally. All they get is, he doesn't like this, she does, he doesn't, she does, she's in the middle. That's it.
Well, do you know how our state is dealing with it right now?
Right now, because the because the Real ID Act is going to cost every single state up to $300 million to implement, which, of course, is going to be taxpayer money out of the state's coffers. States are now starting to revolt against it because the federal government enacted a law that the states cannot pay for. And they're expecting the states to pay. So the states
right now.
No Child
Left Behind.
Yeah, well, No Child Left Behind is a great example of this shit. But what the states are now trying to do is call this to being unconstitutional, call this to being, they just can't do it because, you know what, you're making us pass a law that requires millions of dollars to make happen. You know, it's going to cause massive, I mean, in 2 years, like 08 or 09 when this goes through, DMVs will be literally locked down because people will have to go in with their birth certificates and two forms of ID and social security cards and all this other information.
And not even the big stuff, the small stuff. Like if you're at a bar, say that me and you go to the bar, right? And we're in there for a couple hours, right? They'll know that we're in there because they'll have a spec,
I know,
right? And
I
then
know.
They'll wait for us to come out and then, woo, you know, pull you over. Fucking, it's the DUI.
Yeah.
You know, they can do that kind of shit where they know where you are.
There's no
all
trust.
The time.
There's no trust. Everybody's a villain. Everybody is a criminal. Everybody is a suspect. Everybody matches a description.
Yeah.
Well, our state really isn't against it. They're just against how much it costs.
Yeah.
And they're waiting for the national ruling.
Yeah. So get involved, people.
But there is someone that is a friend of my friend that's up there right now at a meeting tomorrow, I believe, about this. So we're going to start campaigning and start getting signatures and trying to get it sent to the right people.
Sweet ass.
So you'll see me posting that for days.
Posting.
A couple things just to kind of give you guys. B&M says, I wouldn't mind cameras everywhere in the public space if they were tagged and accessible by everyone online. Then if you're feeling paranoid about positioning of some camera, you could check yourself to see just what is visible, what is, and what isn't. Virtual One says, in 20 years from now, there will be something other than democracy in America. It will be called democracy, but the meaning will not be anywhere near the same as it is now. So, you know, right on, Vir. I mean, that's exactly it. We're going to keep calling ourselves a democracy. We're going to keep trying to shove democracy down Iraq and Iran's throat. I mean, we're in this for the long term, people. We're going to get a draft again. I mean, it's just...
I don't believe in nation building.
It's all going downhill. We're trying to fix the other people, make them more like us. They don't want to be like us. We don't even want to be like us anymore. We want to be like what we were back, I mean, dare I say, 100 years ago. It was a little bit better.
Move away.
Where?
I'm going to get a boat and never hit land again.
They're doing the same thing.
Yeah. I don't want to get into that discussion.
You want to? Yeah, go over to London. There's CCTV cameras everywhere.
They have cameras everywhere.
Vive la France. Where do you get
they're,
London from
they're
France?
They're doing the national ID cards faster than we are.
Yeah. I mean, it's fucked.
England shall prevail.
You know?
Faith. Unity. Sorry. Hey, on a lighter note, guess what?
What?
Chicken
remember
butt.
That? Exactly. Remember that chick from American Idol?
I don't know why.
All that chick from American Idol, what there were pictures all the naked pictures of her popped up,
oh,
and
nice.
Pictures of her sucking cock and all
nice.
That stuff.
What?
Hey, oh, you didn't see these?
Wait. One more time.
Antonella Barba. Is it? Yeah, Barba. Antonella Barba. She was on this year's American Idol, and some pictures of her popped up right around the beginning of the contest when she made it on, and there were some pictures of her sucking some penis.
Nice.
And some really nice and sexy, modeling shots and some nudie shots. They came out and said, they're not me. And these guys went crazy proving it was her, like matching birthmarks that you could see with birthmarks in these pictures. It was fantastic. Well, now that she's been kicked off the show, guess what?
It's her.
She's admitted it. It's her. Be careful of who you trust. That's advice from Antonella Barba, New Jersey's American Idol contestant a day after being voted off the show following 2 weeks of turbulence over racy photos posted on the internet. These are photos of my personal life that got exploited without my consent. Yeah, of you sucking the cock. On the good side, now that she's been kicked off, she actually has been approached by Playboy and by the guys from Girls Gone Wild.
You suck the cock.
Oh, not me.
I would have had a camera, which, did I discuss this already? At our show in Anaheim, oh my God, I don't even know. I'm going to get in trouble for saying
this. Was there some cock sucking going on?
Miss March, who has a, is she married or is she, I can't remember if she's married or she, it's no, it's her fiance. Very nice girl. I love her to death. She's very naive. Been in a relationship for a really long time. I love her. We go to Anaheim. This girl goes, girl's gone fucking wild. Like, all I needed to do was feed her maybe 2-3 shots. Her top would have been off. It was so funny. We had so much fun. She danced all night long. We had to fight girls from fighting us because of how rad we were dressed, because we all had courses on and we're promoting the calendars. Then you have Miss March, who's just... Woo! Flirting with everybody, dancing around. It was so fantastic.
Were there pillow fights?
Yes. Sweet. There's pictures on LuckyBettys.com. Did you know that?
You have LuckyBettys.com? You finally
No, not yet. It's the MySpace, LuckyBettys. Okay. LuckyBettys.com is in the works. Okay. But on LuckyBettys.com, there are pictures of our Anaheim adventure and the pillow fight starring Miss October. It was so much fun.
Was Chandra in?
Chandra was not in the pillow fight. She didn't stay with us because she lives in California.
All right. Hey, a little bit of a news. We have a dead celebrity sort of this week.
Yeah. I don't have any music, unfortunately.
Dead celebrity of the week, believe it or not, is Captain America.
What?
Marvel Comics just this past Wednesday released the prologue to Civil War where Captain America gets shot.
Walking
out of a courthouse by a sniper. So Marvel Comics is pulling the Superman stunt. Actually, they did a better job because there wasn't like massive hysteria up to it. It was just very subtle, very smoothly delivered. But Captain America now is officially dead. But of course,
Steve Rogers is dead.
Steve Rogers is dead. Captain America, of course, has lived on a couple times prior when Steve Rogers was supposed to be dead. Joe Quesada, the editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics, said, though, come on, kids, it's comics. No one ever really truly stays dead in comics except for Bucky.
Well, especially since they're in the middle of that Onslaught Reborn series right now.
Yeah.
They could definitely bring Cap back. I was kind of bummed out when I first read about that, especially since I hadn't gotten the issue yet, and it was on CNN with the picture and everything. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers.
What about Whitewash?
Whitewash?
You never saw the character? I'll never get pictures of Whitewash.
You have to bring me pictures of Whitewash.
Black dude, some big-ass fucking lips.
Oh,
I
no.
So almost burped into the microphone. You guys have been so proud of me.
We were waiting for you because we saw something happening
over
there.
Did you?
I'm like, okay, she's got something.
Oops, sorry.
So. When you said a dead celebrity, I thought you were thinking about something else. In case you didn't know, the lead singer from Boston, Brad Delp, was found dead today.
Aww.
And
how?
They haven't said yet. It's just that he's been found dead. The police say there aren't any. It doesn't look like there's anything.
Choked to death on Boston chicken, huh?
Damn, no shit.
Or that new big ass $4.99.
Wait, Boston pie. Boston big beans.
Yeah, the
there's no signs of foul play, but you know. Songs like More Than a Feeling and Take Me Home Tonight. Yeah, that's the end of those. Darn. There is also one other dead celebrity of the week. I'm just trying to find the name.
What did the dead celebrity
music? Suck.
I guess the dead celebrity
music. Go ahead, keep doing it.
Too.
Oh, yeah, a pro wrestler died this week, but I can't think of who it is. Great Mala? No.
No, it was
not Great Muta.
Bad News Brown.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Bad News Brown died of a heart attack.
Is the Iron Sheik dead?
No, the Iron Sheik is very well alive.
Well, his body's moving around.
His body's moving. He's a very interesting card, though. I've got to meet him. Bow-legged as ever. Like, I mean, we're talking like bow-legged. Like, if you take your arms and just kind of hang them out to your sides and then point the hands towards him. I mean, very bow-legged, where he walks literally on the sides of his feet.
I want to thank my friends from the World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah, he could barely do anything. He could barely move. Big-ass gut, you know.
Yeah,
it's not the Iron Sheik that we remember.
Just picture Sabu and Rob Van Dam. Like, now. Those guys are chubby as hell.
Yeah, but Sabu Slaughter. Isn't. But
Sabu's got some gut on him. Watch.
Dude.
What?
Sergeant Slaughter.
Slaughter still wrestles.
But he's fatter than fuck.
Do you remember the wrestler before everything went down with the McMahons and all that? There was a wrestler. He didn't. He had a mullet, dark hair. He was about 6 foot tall. He had a weird name. He was from Vegas.
Wow.
I can't remember his name.
Way to narrow it down. You just named entire Hart Foundation.
He had something to do with, I want to say Elvis. What the hell was his
name? Oh, you talking about the Hunky Tonk Man?
No.
Oh, no.
He's a relative of mine. He has a really strange
name. The only one from Vegas I know is the Snuka family.
Jimmy Snuka.
It's not a family.
If anybody's watching right now on tonight, SmackDown, Domino and Deuce.
Deuce, yep.
Deuce actually used to wrestle here in Vegas under the name Solo. And he was...
No, his name starts with a D, though.
Papa Shango.
And he went by his name. And he had such a rad mullet.
Rad.
I can't...
Rad mullet.
Remember.
One last wrestling update. Stone Cold Steve Austin has come back. He will be
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold is back. He's the special referee for the.
Favorite.
Is he just
hey guys,
stoned?
Guys. She just said rad mullet.
I know.
If you guys would have shut up, I could have said, on that note. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Spank Wagon Radio. I've been your host, Trencher.
Don Murphy.
Big Daddy Decaf.
And the woman who refuses to speak but sucks a lot of cock.
Hey, no I don't.
Yeah, one in her
what?
Mouth.
What? Refuse to speak or suck a lot of cock?
The cock I sucked was attached to the cock I was fucking.
That is a physics experiment.
I've never so much wanted to be
not
a piece of cock
same
in my life.
Time.
All right, we got a lot of people to thank. First off, big thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, for allowing us the studio space. And of course, let's not forget our syndicates, those who keep us out there. Door from Hell Radio, Flash FM.
It's fabulous.
Buys your calendars. Fox FM. And of course, don't forget Juke and the KC Host Radio Network. If we're not live, check our archive, podcasts.lvrocks.com. Don't forget, we need friends. Become a true friend of Spankwagon by going to myspace.com/Spankwagon.
Don't forget the shout box on the website and chat open 24 hours a day.
Don't forget about the shout box.
Hey, why don't you shut up and get me some chicken and waffles, all right?
All right, for every one of these motherfuckers in the studio, I'm going to bid everybody a good night.